Hello, hello, hello. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. So glad you're hanging out with me today on this Monday morning or whatever time you're listening to this podcast. I'm excited for you to be a part of this experience. So as you know, I come in every Monday and we just talk about surrender. And in fact, this is a surrender break room. So it's a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. So I'm hoping I can change your perspective today from this topic, the number one key to transforming your health. Okay. So the number one key to transforming your health or your life. Let's go with your life because I don't want to just stick it to health because I actually got some examples that's more than just your health and wellness. So let's just do your life. So again, let's try it again. The number one key to transforming your life. So again, I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me. I'm getting text messages and emails about ways in which this podcast has blessed you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this experience. And would you invite somebody else to listen in? So if you enjoyed today what we're talking about with this whole idea of transforming your life, would you send it to someone else? Help have them listen in and be a part of this experience with us. So let me tell you, when I think about transforming my life and specifically my health and wellness. So that's why initially I was about to call it that, but I don't want to narrow it to just health and wellness. But when I think about the key for me transforming my health and wellness, it is just tremendous. And this has been a miracle because I was absolutely the biggest junk food junkie on the planet. Like, I'm a part of a ministry at First Baptist Church in Glen Arden. It's called Body by Christ, and you should join us. It's all about health and wellness. It's on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And you can find more information on First Baptist Church of Glen Arden's website. But I was just thinking about that last night because someone in the chat said, I snack so much. Could someone please help? I'm just snacking and snacking and snacking. I totally get it. I'm like, yeah, and I'm still a snacker. Truth be told, I am still a snacker. However, I snack on things that are healthy. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm a snacker. I just like to be busy with like some kind of snack, but I make better choices these days. So it doesn't reflect in my weight or my energy or anything like that, which is good. But when I was so addicted to junk food, I really felt powerless to change. And you may know this from experience or from watching other people, but you know, wanting to change or saying that you want to change, I should say it more like that, saying that you want to change, but not working to make it happen is nothing. It's just nothing. I heard someone, or I read on the internet today, someone wrote, a goal without action is not really a goal at all. It's true. If you're just saying you want to do something, but you're not really putting any action behind it, then is dead, because that's what the word tells us. It tells us faith without works is dead. So think about anything in your life. I'm talking in relation to health, but think about anything in your life that you say you want to be better. I want this to be different. I want this to be better. Are you really putting forth the effort to make it better? And that's the thing you need to ask yourself today. So again, saying you want something is one thing, but actually doing something about it is a very different experience. So it's time to move from saying you want something to actually moving and doing the things that you need to do to make that happen. So you say you don't want to be in debt, right? I hear people say this all the time. I used to say it. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to be in debt. I got these bills. I don't want any more student loans. I don't want, you know, whatever it is. But keep spending money. So you say you don't want to be in debt, but you keep spending money. Yeah, that was me. I don't want to be in debt, but I'm still going to use this American Express. I don't want to be in debt, but let me pull out my Visa, or, you know, or let me go out to eat well, that wasn't going to happen. I wasn't going out to eat all week, but I'm just throwing out an example. But yeah, if you don't want to be that, then you're going to have to do something different. You're going to have to do some actions that are going to put you in a place of not being in debt. And you hear people say all the time, I want to lose weight, probably specifically at the close of a year of this pandemic, people have been talking about this pandemic weight that they have gained. And, you know, you say you want to lose weight, but you keep eating unhealthy foods. So you keep, and you know what's interesting about this? You want to lose weight, you say, you eat unhealthy foods. That is an action. It's just an action that is going against what you want. It's sabotaging what you want. You want to do actions that are complementary to what you're saying. You want to take action in a way that's going to change your circumstance for the positive. I hear people say, particularly now in my age range, you know, I want to save for retirement. Yeah, I want to save for retirement, but you don't pursue the answer to get started with that. So when we wanted to start saving for retirement, we didn't start saying, oh, we waited so late. Oh, my goodness, people have probably been doing this since they were 20 and 30s. You know, whatever it is. No, we just like, okay, what do we need to do now? Forget the day that has already gone. Forget the former things, as Paul said, looking to press forward to what is and what's to come. We had to make some decisions that now we have started to aggressively move forward in making sure that we have what we need as we go to in our into our retirement year. So, yeah, you're getting it? So I still haven't told you the key to transforming your life. I still haven't told you. I did that on purpose, so you have to come back and hang with me on the second half of this session or this podcast. But, of course, I have to take a break. So when I get back from the break, I promise you, I'm going to tell you the key to transforming your life. All right, be back in a moment. Greetings, I am Sandra Chang, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I am your speaker for the Surrender Break Room, and I just want to come in and ask you a couple of questions. Like, for example, how many times have you heard you need to write a book? How many times have you heard people say, oh, you have such great ideas, or you have so much knowledge. Do you have a book about that? Well, I'm here to help. I have the Book Doula Program, which is a program that's designed to take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Can you imagine finally having that book in your hand, holding it with your name on it? I couldn't imagine it some years ago. And now I am the author of 4 books, you guys, because I was willing to take that step and to move forward and to publish that masterpiece that was in my heart. I'm here to help you. So if you have a book in your heart, make sure you check me out at drcelesteowens.com and check out the Book Doula Program. Again, it'll take you from idea to print in just 12 weeks. Be blessed. Hello, you all. Welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. And we're talking today about the number one key to transforming your life. What do you need to do to transform your life? I want to shout out my friend Warren Sims, who listened to one of the podcasts a couple of weeks ago. And he was like, man, you have a voice for podcasts. It was so encouraging. I was like, what? So let me tell you this. We're talking about taking action, right? I remember when I was saying I wanted to do a podcast. I want to do a podcast. Oh, and not doing anything, you know, just kind of throwing it out in the atmosphere, which is good. You want to start speaking some things out in the atmosphere, of course. But the minute the opportunity came and someone told me about, Jennifer, in fact, told me about Elite Conversations, which is the podcast platform I'm using now, it was like a no-brainer because I already had put it out in the atmosphere. So the action I had to take was to contact Daryl and set it up. So I'm just throwing it out there for free. You guys, you want to do a podcast, go for it. Elite Conversations is a great platform to do that. So the number one key I promised you, I know you guys like, just get to the point already. The number one key to transforming your life, you know what it is? Ask for wisdom from the Holy Spirit. That's right. You got to ask for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Yep. Some of you probably already guessed by now. I gave you enough time to think about it. Yeah, you got to ask for wisdom. There are so many things that we have in our hearts that we say we want to do, but there are so many minds or thoughts, I should say. I was going to say mindset, but the mindset is key, but the thoughts is what really drives. Thoughts and beliefs drive your behavior. So you have to get underneath that thing and start doing thinking differently so that you can do differently. And one of the things that helps is to ask for wisdom. The Holy Spirit is so good. He knows us better than we know ourselves and can actually give us some instructions that will help us to move forward. You know how many times, you don't know, but there's been so many times where I have felt powerless to do something different. Like when I started this conversation today, I told you about being a junk food junkie. I felt powerless to change. I was absolutely powerless to change it because I was so physiologically addicted to sugar and, you know, going from that whole saucy to sweet thing. Oh, my goodness. I was just, again, powerless. But I just asked the Holy Spirit, what should I do first? And I'm actually going to talk about this specific thing on Wednesday when we do Body by Christ. But I just, what should I do, Holy Spirit? And the first thing he instructed was to stop eating in bed. Man, I had to take action. I didn't even want to do that action. I was like, what? That's my best eating. What you talking about? I ain't going to do that. I did it. I did it. It was my first step towards moving towards a lifestyle of wellness and health. So whatever it is. So if you want to do something different, you got to take some action. Again, you got to ask for wisdom from the Holy Spirit. That's your number one key. James 1:5 says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives it what? Generously. Yes, he does. To all without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you just ask, it tells us also in the book of James, you have not because you ask not. So the gift to us is the gift of the Holy Spirit when we accept Jesus Christ in our life. And having that gift means that you should utilize that gift. So you wonder what you should do? What should I do? And here's where I can sometimes make a mistake is to start to move in my own strength and not asking for assistance. Just like, oh, I know what to do. Oh, I got this. Like a little kid. You know, little kids be like, no, Ma, I got it. No, no. And they 2 years old and they ain't got nothing. You're like, all right, go ahead. Until you come back begging for some help. Yeah, that's what we do sometimes. Oh, I'm so sorry. What should I be doing? What? Where? What? Where is whatever? I remember distinctly having this experience where I was looking for my keys. Couldn't find those keys anywhere, and I had to get in the car and leave. You know how you're about to run yourself late and you can't find your keys. Like, where are the keys? Finally, I just stopped and asked for wisdom. Oh, my goodness. Holy Spirit, where are the keys? And it just flashed right in my head. Yep. Yesterday, you put in your coat pocket right there in the closet. That black jacket was right there. Y'all, I go over to the black jacket. Bam. The keys are there. Love it. So you got to ask for wisdom. So let me tell you just a quick example, you guys. I was meeting with my naturopath. She's phenomenal. We meet over the phone. I've never even met her in person. I don't even know what she looks like. Yes, but she's amazing. So anyway, chatting it up with Helena. And she's like, Celeste, your estrogen is off, it's elevated, I don't know why. Your cortisol is elevated, so cortisol is a stress hormone. Your cortisol is elevated. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, so I start Googling, what foods do you need to eat to reduce estrogen? You know, it's like flaxseed and all these other things. Okay, let me start putting that in my smoothie. Let me keep on meditating. Let me keep doing my essential oils like my frankincense or my ylang ylang. You know, the ones that reduce anxiety. Okay, let me do all that, which is all good and well. Finally, the other day, y'all, I was like, you know what? Let me ask the Holy Spirit. Man, what can I do to decrease the estrogen and decrease the cortisol, Holy Spirit? It came to me so quickly. Listen to Tony Robbins. I was like, listen to Tony Robbins. Okay, so Tony Robbins is world famous motivational speaker. He's like phenomenal. So anyway, I click on YouTube. I just choose like the first or second Tony Robbins that came up. And the reason I chose it is because it was short. It was like 12 minutes. So I was like, I'm going to take this one. Tony Robbins is talking. About halfway into his talk, he says, hey, people ask me how to build their confidence. I tell them that it's body, it's posture. You gotta move, you gotta have your body positioned in the right way to boost your confidence. He was like, yeah, there's a thing called the Wonder Woman pose. I'm like, Wonder Woman pose, okay. Stand like Wonder Woman for 2 minutes. And it's going to decrease, it's going to produce testosterone in the body and decrease cortisol. Now he got my attention. I'm like, what? Okay, because I know if I increase testosterone, the estrogen will go down. What did you say, Tony Robbins? Yeah, that's what he said. So then he said, yeah, there's a study that's been done by Harvard by Amy Cuddy, da 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 da. So I'm like, wow. The next day I opened up my YouTube, you guys. Who is the first video on my YouTube? Amy Cuddy from Harvard talking about this whole Wonder Woman pose. I'm like, what? Wonder Woman pose. So she talks about how the body posture, talks about body posture and this ability to reduce cortisol and increase testosterone. What? You stand with this. So some of you are like, what do I need to do? You stand like Wonder Woman with your hands on your hips, with your feet wide apart, with your chin elevated a little bit. 2 minutes. That's all you got to do. The hormones, that the testosterone hormone, the cortisol reduces. It reduces the stress level in your body. 2 minutes a day. 2 minutes a day. That's it. So you got to change your posture. You can't be slouching all over. You need to take up space. That's what you're going to need to do. So ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. So now I'm feeling all powerful, y'all. I need to go get me a cape. So I'm like Wonder Woman around here. And knowing that I'm doing my body good and knowing that I connected with my source that knows it all, has all the wisdom I need so that I can succeed in life. I hope that helped you. I hope today that you're like, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry I ain't been talking to you the way I need to, but I need some wisdom because not only do I want to say I want to do a thing, I want to actually move in it and take action so that I can be different leaving this year than what I came in. All right, you guys, be blessed. Can't wait to catch you next time. Make sure you catch me on my website, drcelesteowens.com, to see what other ways in which I can connect with you throughout the week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.